I'm also starting to feel the time pressures of the course. So.
Oh, I see. Okay, I was really a little nervous about that when you told me of your plans, but I was hoping it wouldn't happen so fast. You know that maybe it would happen a little bit.
20 years in the making.
Just give me a minute to organize myself here, if you can, and we'll close the doors. Okay, so this is one page that I wanted to give out. And let's just see. I have three copies. Is that enough? You need to make a fourth copy. Okay, so that's one page. And then, what can I do? You know, life has to go on. I wish they were here, believe me.
Okay. This is
another page that I wanted to give out. Again, I only have three copies, so that's what I have. Okay? And if we could somehow close the doors, I'll be able to concentrate. I don't know if you're able to do that.
Is it just one page?
I don't think so.
Is it just one page?
No, I gave out two pages. And that should cover from Reish Ayin Ches.
Well, next copy. Sorry for me. No, I'm not taking yours. I'm just going to make a copy.
Okay, good.
Okay,
thank you very much.
All right. Now, it's very interesting that the Braisa of my Chanukah defines Chanukah days of Hallel. Thank you. That's essential to the definition of Chanukah. And if you look in the sugyas of Chanukah, which we learned together so far, starting with Daf Chaf Aleph in Masechta Shabbos, Chaf Beis, Chaf Gimel, Chaf Dalet, all those blots, there's no mention of Hallel. So where is the sugya of Hallel in Shas? And the answer is, of all places, it's in Masechta Erechim. So let me turn for a moment to the Gemara in Erechim on Daf Yud. And the Gemara says that there is, in fact, a mitzvah of Hallel on Chanukah. So it says the following. I'll just read it to you, and you'll get the gist of it. On Daf Yud Amud Aleph in Erech. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yehud Tzadok Shmone Esrei Yomim. There are 18 days on the Hebrew calendar Shayochid Gomer Bohenes HaHalel. Now this is very important, Gomer Bohem Es HaHalel, because we have two entities of Hallel. There's what I call the real Hallel, and there's the facsimile of Hallel. The real Hallel is called Gomer Es HaHalel, which means that we recite the entire Hallel in its entirety. Then we have something which in Yiddish we call the Halb Hallel. That's a Hallel which is truncated, and it is a Hallel of a Minog. It's not the real Hallel. So this sugya in Erechim is enumerating 18 days in the Jewish calendar year which generate Hallel Gomor, Ligmar Bohenes HaHallel. What are those 18 days? So the Gemara says the following. Shmonas Yimei HaChag. Now Chag is a reference to Sukkot, but Sukkot only has 7 days. So why is it called 8 days? Exactly. Shmini Atzeres. So we have Hallel for 8 days of Sukkot and for a day of Shmini Atzeres. What about Pesach?
One day.
Only one day. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. So we're up to 9. Then he says, Yontif Rishon Shel Atzeres. Okay, that's a reference to Shavuos. And that jacks up the number to 10. And then Shmona Simei Chanukah is 18. So that's the magic number. He goes on to tell you, Ubagola, meaning in Chutz Laretz, we have to add another 3 days, Esrim V'Echad. Why? We have Simchas Torah, meaning the 9th day of Sukkot, meaning the 2nd day of Shmini Atzeres. And then you have Shmona Simei Chanukah, that remains stable. Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Pesach, it means Yontif Sheni of Pesach, 2nd day of Pesach. Ushnei Yomim Tovim Shel Atzeres, and the 2nd day of Shavuos. So the Gemara immediately asks the obvious question, Maishna Bechad, why is it that on Sukkot, Amrin and Kol Yoma, we count Sukkot as 7, Umaishna Pesach, Delo Amrinon Kol Yoma, we only count Pesach as 1 day. Now again, you and I know that we have a minhag to recite Hallel for the other 6 days of Pesach, but that's called what?
Minhag.
That's not the real Hallel. Are you with me so far? Please stop me, because I can't read your minds. If I go too fast, if I use a term, don't be embarrassed. You're amongst friends. So the Gemara gives the following answer. That as far as Chag is concerned, meaning Sukkot, Kol Yom Choluk B'Kavanosav, that what determines the Kedushas Hayom, the sanctity of the day as far as Hal is concerned, is the Karban. And every day that has a separate Karban, a unique Karban, is a separate entity of Kedusha and engenders its own Halel. On Sukkot we bring Parei HaChag. Those are the bulls that we sacrifice. And each day has a different number of bulls. So there's a Chiddush Karban. There's a different Karban on every day.
Where are you? Which Gemara?
I'm in Erchin. Yeah, that's because you were photocopying. Sorry, I should have repeated it when you came in. So we're in Erchin on Daf Yudom and Beis. But Pesach Ein Cholik B'Karban Oseihem. This is great for the Valkore, because basically he reads the same thing every day. So if you memorize it once, that's all you have to do. There's no difference in Karban from one day to the next. So the Gemara asks, Shabbos, the Chalukah becoming Osel Lomalo, why don't we read Hallel on Shabbos? He says, Lo Ikri Moed. You have to have 2 conditions. Number 1, it has to have its own unique Karban, and number 2, it's got to be called a Moed. So the Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh, the Ikri Moed. Yeah, that would jack up the number by at least 12 and probably by 18, you know, because Rosh Chodesh. So Lema Halil, why not recite Halil? It has both conditions. It's a Moed and it has its own unique karma. So Gemara says, Lo Aktish Be'asiyas Molach. We have a 3rd condition. It's not enough that it has its own karma. It's not enough that it's called a Moed, but it also has to have an Isur Molach. So Chol HaMoed, in the case of Sukkot, has all the conditions. Chol HaMoed, the balance of Sukkot, the 6 days, has number 1, its own, every day has its own unique karba. Number 2, it's called a Moed. And number 3, it's Asur B'Malach. I mean, that's controversial. But
to some degree.
For our purposes, we'll call it an Isur B'Malach. Shabbos has its own karba. It has an Isur B'Malach, but it's not called a Moed. Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, because the Torah says in Parshas Valosho, u'bimoadechem u'barashe chodsheichem. So you read it like this, b'moadechem kama u'barashe chodsheichem, meaning that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. If you ever want to look up that pasuk, Don, do you ever want to look up that pasuk where it says that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed? Just say yes.
Yes,
do you want to look it up?
Yes, I do want.
Okay, now you have to answer another question. Do you drive a car in New York? Or have you driven a car in New York?
Yes.
Yes. Have you ever got stuck in traffic? Have you ever not got stuck in traffic, right? Okay. what radio station? Again, this may be sociological, right. But
you're talking 37 years ago, right?
Okay. Anybody gets?
I'm more recent.
What station do you turn on? I wonder if you turn on the same radio station as I do when I'm stuck in traffic.
CBS or
I? Ah, you're in CBS.
WPIX.
Okay. So I'm in what's called 10-10 wins.
Yeah. Exactly.
You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world. So if you want to know where to find Rosh Chodesh as a Moed, all you have to remember is 10-10. Okay? So that's in Sefer Bamidbar, number 10-10.
Wow.
Chapter 10, verse 10. Okay. Oh. So now, we got to the following point. There are three conditions that have to be met in order to generate challah. Number one, karbon. Number two, moed. And number three, asiyas melach. Shabbos is not called a moed. Rosh Chodesh is not aser b'melach, even though it is a moed. And Chol HaMoed Pesach doesn't have its own karbon, even though it's both a moed and has aser melach. So the Gemara asks the following question. Wait a minute. I still don't get 18 days. Because the largest chunk of that 18 days is what? Chanukah. Chanukah doesn't have a karbon. Chanukah is not called a moed. And Chanukah is not osur b'asiyas melacha. So the Gemara says, so why do we recite halal on Chanukah? V'achanukah delav hachi v'lav hachi uka'omar, and yet we recite halal. So the Gemara gives a two-word answer. Mishum nisa. That there are two different mahalchim, two different machayvim of halal. There's your classic halal of a moed, which means that it has its own karbon, it's asur b'melach, the Torah calls it a moed. And then there's a different kind of halal. What generates the obligation of this new category of halal? It's not a moed, it's not asur b'melach, it doesn't have a karbon. Nes. Frek the Gemara, Purim de'ika nisa neima. So give me a break. Purim is also a great miracle, is it not? So why don't we recite halal on Purim? Amar Rav Yitzchak, Lefi she'ein omrim shira al nes shebechutz laretz. Because Purim took place in Chanukah took place in Eretz Yisrael, Purim in Chutz Laretz. The Gemara can't accept it. The Gemara says, Maskif lo Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak re Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Neshe Bechutzartu V'yamrin and Halel. Now I'm not sure what this Gemara is referring to. It sounds like, again, I don't know, we'll come back and see if we can analyze this later, but it sounds like the Gemara is referring to the Halel that Bnei Yisrael recited, the Shira, at the time of Kriyas Yamsu. But again, that took place in Chutzlar. So in any event, the Gemara finally, at the end of this whole production, quotes Rav Nachman. Now again, Rav Osai, I want to emphasize the question. If Nes generates Halel, and the proof to that is what? Chanukah. Then there should be an obligation to read Halel even on Purim. Until now, the Gemara is saying, well, you know, there's no obligation to read Halal on Purim because it's Chutz Laretz. The Gemara rejects that. Rav Nachman Omar, Kriyasa Zui Hilula. That the reading of the Megillah itself is Halal. So now I ask you the following question. Is there an obligation to read Halal on Purim? The answer is yes. But it takes on a different form. How do we fulfill that obligation to recite Halal on Purim? By reading the Megillah. So Me'iri says, if you don't have a Megillah, read Halal. Okay. Let's leave this Gemara in Erchin for a moment on the side. Let's pick up a Gemara in Masechta Megillah. So Don, you have Masechta Megillah in your computer? Yes? No? Maybe yeah. So? Okay. And I'm asking you to open up to Megillah Daf Yud Ches. I'm sorry. To Megillah Daf Yud Dalet. Okay then, Don, so you're looking at Megillah Daf Yud Dalet. Omidah. So you're going to drop down approximately 10 lines from the top of the Omidah. A little bit more. The first is Tana Rabbana, tough ridge. You have such an abbreviation?
How far down on the
page? Approximately 10. I didn't count it.
Beginning of the line,
we have a tough and a ridge. Yeah, Tana Rabbana. Arbonu Shmonu Nevi'im. The seven avios nisnabu lahem liyisrael. There were 48 male prophets. There were 7 female prophets. Velo pichasu velo hosiru al mashikosu b'torah. They never added a mitzvah to the Torah. Chutz. There's always going to be an exception to every rule, is there not? Mi mikra megillah. That Mordechai and Esther and the Nevi'im that were in that generation established that on Purim we have to read Mikra Megillah. We have to read the Megillah. This is the only time that the Nevi'im added a mitzvah. Why would the Brisa emphasize that we don't add mitzvahs? I mean, after all, the Navi, I mean, he's a prophet. He gets a, you know, gets a prophecy from God. Prohibits it. Oh, okay, that's something else. But let's say they do it with the agreement of a Beis Din of the Chachamim, but still we can't do it. Excellent. Bal Tosif and Bal Tigra. The Torah enjoins us from adding the 613 and that's it. Frank, the Gemara, my Darush. My Darush means, how did they allow a new mitzvah of reading the Megillah when the Torah says you're not allowed to add a new mitzvah? In other words, there must be a justification for this exception to the rule. Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Ovin, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. And I'm going to add 2 words to the Gemara. I don't mean literally, but in explaining. Kal v'chomer, right? The Torah gave us one of the ways of understanding the Torah and deriving conclusions for the Torah is called a kal v'chomer. Uma me avdus lecherus. In the case, Rashi says about 5 lines down for the top of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Amru Shira al Hayam, and they were going, again, the Egyptians were not trying to destroy the Jewish people, they wanted to subjugate the Jewish people and enslave them. So the great miracle of destruction of Egypt at the time of the splitting of the sea of Kriyas Yamsuf was me avdus lecherus, meaning to guarantee liberation. The Amrinat Shira, and the Torah goes out of its way with a great long chapter in the Torah to tell us Shira, that the people recited a song of praise to God. When I say praise, I mean Thanksgiving. Is tonight Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So this is really an appropriate. I didn't even think of this, Rav Osai.
Right now.
Okay, we have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, and I gave a Shira in Chumash where I tried to explain that God gave us the Golus of Edom as a place of refuge, so we have to thank Hashem. There are quite a few Jews, I think, that found asylum in when they established the colonies back in this in what year? In the 1600s, I think, right?
They had to negotiate to get in, but
they got in. Okay, they somehow got in. Freedom of religion was one of the
For the Protestants,
only for the Protestants. All right, but they established, I think, what's the oldest synagogue in America at that time
in
Turo, yeah. In any event, leaving out Turkey for now, let's just talk about Me Avdus L'Cherus. So Me Avdus L'Cherus, the Jewish people achieved freedom and liberation from slavery, and they recited Shira. Is Me Miso L'Chaim Lo Kol Shekin? How much more so in the case of the Gzera of Haman, where the Jewish people survived a decree of death and annihilation for the sake of life, how much more so Lokolshke that we have to recite Shira Takodesh Baruch. We have to set up a day which is dedicated to thanksgiving to Hashem. But wait a second. We don't sing any Shira on Purim. Again, it's nice to sing songs on Purim, but what is the main observance or celebration, if you will, commemoration of Purim? Megillas Esther, right? So Ihachi, says the Gemara, Ihachi is Halal Nami Nema. Now this is interesting. The Gemara in Erechin said that just like you recite Halal on Chanukah, and Chanukah is not Midin Moed, but it's Midin Nais, and therefore we should recite Halal on Purim, Midin Nes. The Gemara here is asking the same question, but from a different perspective. It's very interesting. That because we have this Kal V'chomer, namely that Mi Avdus L'Cheres we recite Shira, in the case of Yam Suf, then Kol Shkein, how much more so should we recite Shira in the case of Misa L'Chaim? Interesting, no? It's like two sugyas that... Maybe the ultimate answer is going to be the same in both cases, but the question and the predicate or the assumption that underlies the question is radically different. In the case of Erchin, the predicate, the preposition, the assumption that there should be Halal on Purim is based on an equation with what? With Chanukah. And here, the Gemara in Masechta Megillah is not interested in Chanukah. The Gemara is interested in Shiras Hayam, in the fact that when we saw the Egyptians fall into the Red Sea and get drowned, that's when we recited Shiroz Yashir, and therefore certainly the Misa L'Chaim, we were spared from annihilation of Haman, we certainly have to recite Shira. Now, at this point, Rabosai, we can go through the sugya line by line, but I would rather shorten it and get to the punchline. So I'm going to skip... I'll tell you exactly how many lines I'm going to skip. Is 7 lines. So if you just fast forward for a moment to 7 lines, the first word of the line is Nachman, before it gets wide. Rav Nachman Amar Kriyasa Zui Hilula. The exact same Rav Nachman that appeared, was quoted in Erechin on Daf Yud Amud Beis, is quoted here in Megillah on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. And basically, he capitulates. You're right. You're 100% right. There's no doubt that we should be reciting Halel on Purim. But we do recite Halel on Purim in a different form. And that's Kriyas HaMegillah. If you don't have a Megillah, says the Meiri, then find a different way. In the middle, what we skipped is, no, there's no Halel because the Nes is in Chutzar. So Gemara is going to offer another suggestion and say that we're still subjugated by Achashverosh, and even at the end of the story of Purim, we're not totally liberated. Paro and his nation went down into the sea. That was the end. Kaput. And therefore we were absolutely liberated and free. But not so in the case of Purim. We're still under the subjugation of Achashverosh. In fact, the last pasuk, I think, in the Megillah talks about the taxes that we had to pay in Achashverosh. Nobody likes to pay taxes. So now what I'd like to do with you is go through an essay which I photocopied for you, and it begins on page Resh Ayin Ches. Now some of this essay I'm going to read word for word verbatim in the text, and if you want to follow me inside and underline, highlight certain things, that'd be great. Other parts of the text I'm just going to summarize, so if your eye is following the text, you'll pretty much see where I'm jumping ahead for time, you know, to save time. And the first part of this presentation is to find out which opinion we paskin like. Do we paskin that the reason why there's no Halel on Purim is because it's Chutzlarts? Do we paskin there's no Halel on Purim because we're still subjugated by Achashverosh? Or do we paskin that we should be reciting Halel on Purim, but we have Kriyas HaMegillah? Now, normally, I would be at loss as to where we can find an answer to this question. How do we paskin? Because this is not a practical issue that you'd normally find in the poskim. Whoa, Shalom Aleichem Baruch Matai Mason. Right? But remember the Meiri. This was an issue we had in Sal all the time. We couldn't get a hold of Megillah if we were stuck on a base, right?
The Kahn of the Gemara seems to be Rav Nachman.
Oh, so let's see it in the postgame, right? It cuts ice, because now we have to know what happens if you're on a base somewhere in the middle of nowhere. You know, you're down in, you know, in, I would say in Gaza, because that's where I was, but today we're on the border of Gaza, but in my day we went down to Gaza. I almost drowned in a hole in Gaza. I actually fell into a hole in Gaza because it was raining and pouring for days, and the rain seeped in and created holes. Somehow I miraculously got out of the hole, but so I'm alive to tell the story. What didn't get out of the hole is my shoe. I lost a shoe somewhere in Gaza. You know, maybe somebody to this day is holding on to my shoe. Anyway. So the question now becomes, what do you do if you're stuck on a base and there's no Megillah? Is there anyone who ever experienced such a thing where you didn't have a Megillah Esther? Because you can't be out in the midst of Megillah without a Megillah Esther. So the Meiri says, in such a case you recite Hallel. Because Kriyasa Zui Hilula, and the substitute for Hallel is the Kriyasa Megillah. If you don't have Megillah, we go back to square one, you have to recite Hallel.
Well, that's strange. But
Allie, you just came in. We haven't even started.
He jumps right in.
I'm going to have a whole mimer here about whether you should recite Hallel on Purim. Okay, go ahead. You don't want to give me a chance.
But that doesn't mean it's all of it is Kriya. You're still missing the Kriya. It's Hillel.
So let's see. The Meiri is not Alan Kermoyer. He wasn't Yorid Lomik Daitcha. The Meiri says if you have no Megillah, the Gemara says Kriyasa Zui Hilula, and you have to recite Hallel. You want to fight against the Meiri?
No, but I mean, does he mean that you just Yotzu with Hallel, but you still haven't fulfilled all of Kriya, so to speak, because there may be other...
Yeah. If he gets a Megillah after he recited Hallel, the Meiri will certainly agree that he's obligated to read the Megillah. I'm just talking about a Metzius. You never experienced this, Alan. I had this experience. There was no way that we could get a kosher Megillah.
You could write one.
In the army.
You're holding a gun. You know, the enemy's coming. You know, and we're going to write a Megillah now. AK, you're the funniest guy I ever met. I don't want to call you AK because that has other implications.
No, I've suffered through that for my whole life.
Wait, do you have a middle name?
Ira.
So it's AIK. So now you're parted from me. He's not an AK.
I think I always was.
In any event, so let's just see if we find in the codes. How do we paskin? So take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam, in the third parak of Hilchas Chanukah, writes the following. Ushmonasar yom v'shona mitzvah ligmar b'henes ha-halil. By the way, the Rambam's nusach at the brach, at the beginning of Halal, asher kitshonu tzosu tzivonu ligmar sa-halil. And the Rambam doesn't recognize any bracha on anything less than a full Hallel. So, for example, Rosh Chodesh, the Rambam doesn't have a bracha. And in on Chol HaMoed Pesach, the Rambam doesn't have a bracha. That's all a facsimile of the real Hallel. That's not Hallel means Ligmar Sahal. That's what Hallel is. So there are only 18 days. The Rambam goes ahead and asks the question after listing the 18 days. And maybe if you don't mind, John, at this point, I would ask you for your help to open up the Rambam, just so that we have it in front of us. And the Rambam asks, what about Purim? You know, the Rambam usually doesn't ask theoretical questions, but sometimes he does, and especially if his answer might have halachic ramifications. Because maybe we, in fact, do say Hallel on Purim. Says the Rambam, Lo tignu hal bepurim shekriyas hamegila hi hahal. What could be more explicit than this statement of the Rambam? We pass like Rav Nachman, Kriyasa, Zui, Lula. Forget about Nesher B'chutzarts and that old business. Forget about the fact that we're still paying taxes to HaShverish and that business. The reason why Hallel is not recited in the form, the formal text of Hallel, is because in fact we fulfill Hallel. How, says the Rambam, Shekriya Samagila hi ha Hallel. The Rambam couldn't have been more explicit, more outspoken.
What does he say? Libor is a halal.
So again, I'm not listening to you now because I just want to make sure that I make a point here.
Okay.
And my point is that the Rambam is actually codified amongst three different answers. He's chosen one as to why we don't say halal in the formal sense on Purim. And the Rambam, no doubt, looked at the Gemara that we just saw, and the Gemara ends up with Rav Nachman who's saying Kriyasa Zui Hilula, and the Rambam understood that that's the final maskan of the Gemara, and therefore, in the next paragraph, Hine Ameiri b'Megillah Kasav Dimhaya b'Makom Shein Lo Megillah Koreis HaHalel. Sharei lo nimna, this is the language of the Miri, lo nimna kriyaso. Why prevent us from reading Hallel on Purim? El mipnei shekriyas ha-megillah b'mkoma, that kriyas ha-megillah replaces Hallel. But now that we have no Megillah, then we go back to square one and we're going to recite Hallel. So it comes out the following. What is the nature of kriyas ha-megillah on Purim? It must have a bunch of dimensions to it, as Alan mentioned earlier, and one of those dimensions is to publicize the miracle of Purim, and that's a kiyum of Hallel. When we describe the great miracle that Hashem saved us, that is a kiyum of speaking praises to God. And I say this today on the day of Thanksgiving, right? We have to express our Thanksgiving. You know that the Rambam has his own counting of the mitzvahs. And he has an introduction to his minyan mitzvahs. Now, rarely does the Rambam go off track with some sort of digression. He's very much focused. That's the nature of the Rambam. But in this case, the Rambam in his introduction to minyan mitzvahs gets a little bit sidetracked. And he actually asks the question about what is the nature of Kriyas HaMegillah. And he writes, Megillah should not be counted in the Taryag because Tzivu Chachomim Likros HaMegillah Ba'onasa, that this was a rabbinic requirement to read the Megillah in its time, whether it's a Yudalit or a Tesvav. Then the Rambam adds a whole sentence. What is the purpose and the goal of reading the Megillah? Says the Rambam, Kidei Lahazkir Shvachav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Megillah contains, a kiyum of Hazkara Shvachav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uchuos, which means all the salvations and the miracles Sha'asalanu. Vayakarov L'Shavaseinu, he heard our prayers, because all of the first part of the Megillah really culminates with the prayers of Klal Yisrael, 3 days of prayers. And what's our goal here by reading the Megillah? Kedei levarcho ulahalilo. Let's emphasize the word lahalilo. The kavanaso de mikra Megillah ichlal beitarte. The Rambam wants to say there are two parts to mikra Megillah. First of all, we have to publicize the miracle, and in so doing, we add and enunciate Shevach for the Chuos of HaKadosh Baruch. And secondly, Levarcha Lahalel, Ulahalelo, the Rambam has in mind the mitzvah of Kriyas Hallel. And the Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah of Kriyas Hallel on Purim. How do we fulfill the mitzvah of Hallel on Purim? The Rambam says by reading the Megillah. Now, the Berki Yosef, who lived about 300 years ago, he's otherwise known as the Chida, he writes, and this is on your left column, that if you're careful about reading the Rambam, you'll resist the conclusion of the Meiri, because the Rambam's language is, Vlo tiknu halel bepurim. You see, if the Meiri was right, that we should recite Hallel if we don't have a Megillah, then the Rambam shouldn't have said V'tiknu Hallel B'Purim. The Rambam should have said V'tiknu Likros as a Megillah B'Torah's Hallel B'Purim. He should have indicated that there is a Takon of Hallel, but the Rambam opens up with the sentence V'tiknu Hallel B'Purim. Therefore, says the Birkei Yosef, then Mishein lo Megillah lo Yikra Hallel B'Bracha Mishum Shekriyas Hallel lo Nitkina. Bipurim, they never made that takana, as they always insisted that you get that you obtain access to a Megillah, and ein lo likros velo plug rabban. The rabban are not going to make a distinction and say, well, now that you don't have a Megillah, read Hallel, recite Hallel with a bracha. No, but again, the Meiri goes on record. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Meiri la'alacha in his Bir Alacha that. If on Purim you don't have access to Megillah, you recite Hallel. The Chidah disagrees. Now, why are we reciting Megillah as a substitute for Hallel? So in the next paragraph he quotes the entire sugya that we went through, so we can fast forward. And on the last line on your page, he quotes the Turi Evin, the Shagas Aryeh, who asks the following question. The Gemara says that we should be reciting Hallel on Purim. How could they establish a new holiday and a new mitzvah? And the answer is we derive it from a Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer is based on what? Shiras Hayam. That's what Rashi says. That Ma Mi Avdus L'Cheres Amru Shira is Mi Mis L'Chaim Lo Kolshken. Says the Turi Evin, I don't get it. There's no Hallel on that day. Now, Shira Sayam, Oz Yoshe, was recited by Bnei Yisrael on what day of Pesach? Shvi Shel Pesach. There ain't no Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach. Certainly not according to the Rambam. I mean, you maybe have a minig of Halval, but don't make a bracha according to the Rambam. The Ashkenazim will make a bracha on Halval. So it's very peculiar, says the Turi Evin. You're deriving Hallel on Purim from Kriyas Yamsuf. That's why Rashi interprets the Gemara. At Kriyas Yamsuf, there was no Hallel. In fact, that day, which commemorates annually Kriyas Yamsuf, and we'll recite the Shira and read that, but we don't recite Hallel. There's no Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach. That's what I call it. Are you familiar with the phrase TKO? Yeah, that's in boxing. Believe me, it's one sport that I can't tolerate is boxing. So don't get me wrong here. But I like the phrase TKO. You know, sometimes you ask a kasha, and you know, at the end, you don't know exactly what the answer is to the kasha, but you sense intuitively there's a light at the end of the dark tunnel. Here, I'm totally lost. This is mamish a TKO. I don't even have a beginning of an answer to this question. You're going to derive Hallel from the seventh day of Pesach. There is no Hallel on the seventh day of Pesach. But our exciting journey has hardly even begun, because now we're going to open up a Gemara in Erechin. And if you remember, the Gemara in Erechin says that just like on Hanukkah this Hallel, so too on Purim this should be Hallel. And why is that so? After all, Hallel on Hanukkah has nothing to do with what were the three conditions? Karban. Moed. Isur Malach. Excellent. Okay. Hanukkah is bereft of all those three conditions that generate Hallel. So the Gemara says, Mishum Nisa. No, if Mishum Nisa, then if Hanukkah deserves Hallel, then Purim should deserve Hallel. This is very strange. The Gemara in Megillah, when it wanted to ask Akasha, why isn't there Hallel on Purim, argues that we have a Kal V'Chomer, that certainly there should be Hallel on Purim, because if me Avdus L'Cheres Amrin and Shira, then certainly me Misal Achayim. The Gemara in Erechin has a totally different approach to ask the same identical question, that Purim deserves Hallel, but not because of some sort of Kal V'Chomer to Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, but because of Chanukah. That just like in Chanukah there's a Machayev of Hallel, a brand new category of Hallel that's generated, the obligation is generated by Nes, so too there should be Hallel in Purim, because Purim is also Nisa. Very strange that you have two sugyas in Shas, both of which are raising the same objection. Where is Halil on Purim? But for two different reasons. Again, you could always say that, you know, this sugya was written in one context, this is in the other. And at the end of the day, they both came to the same conclusion of Kriyasa Zui Lula. But the very fact that they came through different avenues and different approaches would certainly indicate that there's something bothering the Gemara here that's not bothering the Gemara there, and there's some, and vice versa. So again, let's just summarize our two bombastic questions. The TKO question is on Rashi, who says that the Kal V'chomer was from Shiras Hayam. Shiras Hayam is on the seventh day of Pesach. There is no halon. And now you're going to paradoxically tell me, well, if there's hal here, then how much more? So Mimisul Chan has to be hal on Purim. Well, I have news for you, buddy. There ain't no halil on the seventh day of Pesach. And the second question is, how do we reconcile these two sugyas, each of which has a different premise, leading to the kasha, why is there no halil on Purim? But if you think we're out in the clear, life gets even more miserable. Vihine. Let's open up the Rambam to Perek Gimel Mehilchas Chanukah, Halacha Yudalit. The Rambam wants to know, I'll give you the simple case, and then we'll get to the more complicated case. Can a katan be motzi a gadol in Kriyas HaMegillah? In Kriyas HaHalel. Scratch out Megillah. Okay? So the Rambam dedicates Perek Gimel of Hilchas Chanukah to codify the laws of Halel. And in the laws of Halel, he addresses the following question. Can a minor read Halel on behalf of a gadol? And what's the answer?
Yes.
Absolutely no. Because in order to be motzi someone, you have to be what's called a bar chiyuva. So, John, you have the Rambam open?
Right.
Perek Gimel Halacha Yudalit. Okay. So the Rambam says the following. If a katan is reading the Megillah, I'm sorry, I made the same mistake again. If a katan is being makrias ahalel, then the only way of salvaging it is one achrehem mashem omen. Don't get nervous. I'm going to translate it. One achrehem mashem omen means that, I'm sure there's a, I don't know, we used to call it in my childhood responsive reading, but there must be a fancy English word to say that I parrot every word that comes out of your mouth. Is there a word for that? All right. But you know what I mean by responsive reading, or that's only from my childhood? You never heard me. Responsive reading means that I say something and then you repeat what I say. Repeat after me. Did you ever hear that? So the Rambam says that if a child is reading the Halel, because the Gadol, unfortunately, is ignorant, he's what you call an Amoritz. So there's one way in which the Amoritz, the Gadol, could be Yotzei Yizchi of Halel, and that's if he repeats word for word. Mila b'mila b'chol ha-Halel. He can't even miss one word of Halel. Okay. Wonderful. But I only mentioned the simple case. The Rambam says, not only if a katan is reciting halal, do you have to repeat it mila b'mila, but if a woman is reciting halal, you have to repeat halal mila b'mila. What does that tell you? Pure mathematics. What does that tell you? That she has no chiyuv in halal. Now that is very, very strange. And I'll tell you why. We're going to now open up a Tosfos in Masechta Pesachim. Now, where is the Masechta Pesachim? I know it's here somewhere on the table. Can somebody send out feelers? No, actually the Tosfos is not in Pesachim. I just reminded myself. He's talking about Pesach. But the Tosfos is in Masechta Sukkah. Now we're in deep trouble. Do we have a Masechta Sukkah?
Yes, right there.
Excellent. Okay. I'm going to prove to you, Rabosai, that a woman is obligated in challah. Now again, what holiday is the Rambam talking about? I mentioned where this Rambam is, but maybe you didn't catch. Hilchos Chanukah. So imagine, for 8 days of Chanukah, I'm obligated in Hallel. I don't have the ability to recite Hallel. I just don't know it. My wife is a scholar. She went to MMY. Okay, that's just a private joke. And she's going to recite Hallel. And I'm going to repeat it word for word, says the Rambam. If I just say Amen to her Hallel, that's not going to do it. Because she's not obligated in Hallel. Her status vis-a-vis Hallel on Chanukah, according to the Rambam, is identical with that of a Kotel. And therefore, the only way that she could be Motzim is if I respond word for word. Says Tosfos, Sukkah daf lamed ches amud aleph, if you made a note of it, Dibra maskel mi, Dibra halel belel ha-pesach, with regard to halel on the night of Pesach, afal gav de isha p'tura mi halel de sukkis, v'halel da tzeres mishum da mi mitzis ha-seishas van gromo, v'halel belel ha-pesach, Mechaive. A woman is obligated in Hallel on Leil HaPesach. Why is that so? Says Tosfos, Mishum de af hein hayu ba'oso anes. Shiny Hallel de Pesach, di al anes ba. Ba means the Mechaive of Hallel on the night of Pesach. Is Ness. The Af Hein Hayu Bioso Ness. So too, says Tosfos, with regard to Chanukah, we have a principle that women are obligated in Ner Chanukah. Why is a woman obligated in Ner Chanukah? After all, it's a classical mitzvah seishas van grom because of Af Hein Hayu Bioso Ness. So the equation, the analogy is, if that you're obligating women in Ner Chanukah because of Afein Hayu Ness, then whenever Ness generates a Chiyuv, like in the case of Ner Chanukah, that Chiyuv is established for both men and women because they were part of the Ness. Therefore, if the Hallel of Chanukah is a Hallel of Ness, and that's exactly what we proved from the Gemara in Erech, and there's no other way of justifying Hallel on Chanukah. It's not a Moed, and it's not a Karban, and it's not Issa Malacha. It's only because of Ness. Then if Ness generates the obligation of Hallel on women, if Ness, excuse me, generates the Chiyuv of Hallel on men, then ipso facto, Ness should generate the Chiyuv Hallel on women as well. Because where do we see that Ness generates a Chiyuv on men, on Chanukah, because of the Ness, is Ner Chanukah. And the Gemara says that women are also obligated Ner Chanukah, because Afein Hayu Bo'oso Ness. Let's apply the same logic to the Ness generating a Chiyuv Hallel. So why does the Rambam write then, that if a woman reads Hallel on Chanukah, and a man wants to be Yotzi his Chiyuv, the only way he can do that, just like in the case of a Kotel recites Hallel, is he got to repeat it Mila B'Mila. Why can't she be motzimi? Unless you're telling me that she's not obligated, just like a kohen is not obligated. But why shouldn't a woman be obligated in the midst of Hallel of Chanukah, just like she's obligated in the midst of Ner Chanukah because of Afein Hayu Ness? Then the Ness of Chanukah that generates a Chiyuv Hallel should also be incumbent upon a woman. And that's exactly what Tosfos says about the Hallel of Leil Pesach, that the Hallel of Leil Pesach is not like the Hallel of Pesach itself. The Hallel of Pesach itself the next morning, on the 15th of Nisan, is a Hallel of Moed, / Karban, / Iser Malacha. That's a classical mitzvah seishas van grom, women are exempt. But why do we add a Hallel of Leil Pesach? That's because the next. Nu, if Yitzias Mitzrayim took place on the night of the 15th, we have to recite Hallel. Nu, if it's Ness, says Tosfos, Af Hein Hayu Bo'oso Ness. Not only that, how many cups of wine do we drink on Leil Tesvav B'Nisan? Excellent, excellent guess. Four cups. One of them is called a cuss of Hallel. And the Gemara says that women are obligated in all four cups. Why? Because Afein Hoibos on this. Imagine you have one cuss, which is a cuss of Hallel. Are you going to tell me that women have to drink the cuss and it's a cuss of Hallel? Women are not chayav in Hallel. The answer must be that the same token that women are chayav in Dalet Kosos, because Afein Hoibos on this, the chayav in Hallel as well, because of Afein Hoibos on this. So when they get up to the fourth, and here's what you have to tell your wife. Because the women are absolutely exhausted. By the time we get up to Hallel, the fourth cuss, they are adamant. You got to wake her up. Then you have to say, my vibe, we got to drink the cuss of Hallel. You're obligated to the cuss of Hallel. No less than I am. Because I've ain't all you both on this. And if you're obligated to drink that cuss, then you're obligated to howl as well as Oshnet and Tezus. Because Afein Oibos on this, they also experience Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if that be the case, then what is the Rambam saying? That women are exempt from Hallel on Chanukah. What happened to Afein Oibos on this? If Nes generates the Chiv Hallel on Chanukah, the women are included in that mitzvah. How could the Rambam postulate that women are exempt from Hallel on Chanukah? Now, you know, we live in a society today where women in general, I'm talking about from women, want to take upon themselves as many mitzvahs as they can. So if I tell you that according to the Rambam, women are exempt from Hallel on Chanukah, that's not politically correct in today's environment. But if we come to the conclusion that women are obligated in the midst of Chanukah, I don't know. Hallel on Chanukah is a tremendous undertaking. It's 8 days. Maybe we shouldn't tell the ladies about our conclusion today, based on Tosis and Sukkah, who says that women are obligated in Hallel, Leil, and Pesach. You know, it's bad enough to wake up your wife after she falls asleep at the Seder table in order to recite Hallel. Now we're going to tell her, for 8 days of Chanukah you have to recite Hallel. But why not? Maybe it's a good idea. So let's just review. We have three kashas now. We're not up to Leil and Pesach yet. We don't have four kashas, but we have three eyes and a kashas. Number one, how is it possible that on, with regard to Hallel on Purim, the Gemara derives it from Avdus L'Cheres, meaning from Kriyas Yamsu, which is the seventh day of Pesach, when there is no Hallel on the seventh day of Pesach. Number two, how does the Gemara in two different places basically premise the kasha that we need Hallel on Purim from two different vantage points, two different approaches, whether it's here in Erechim because of Nes and the equation to Chanukah, whether it's here in Megillah because of the Kal V'Chomer from Yetzias Mitzrayim? And finally, the last question is, how could women be exempt from Hallel on Chanukah? What happened to Afhein Hayu B'Oso HaNes? So if you take a look on the right column, towards the bottom, Vehine Arama Viper Gimel, Imhoya Makrias Ahalil Koton O Evido Isha Onimachreya Mashem Omri Mila Bimila Bechola Halil. And this is based on a Mishnah in Sukkah. However, Mistimas Divri Arama Mashva, the Afhal Bechanaka, because the Rambam here is describing and formulating the obligation of reciting Halil on Chanukah, Kishar Yud Ches Yomim. He doesn't tell you who asked this kasha. The Havi Le Lememar Dinoshim, Havi Lon Lememar Dinoshim, Yishaivu, Bekriya Sahal Bechanukah, that Tos Besukkah Kosvu Dinoshim Chayos Bahal Dilel Psochim, Afagav Disha Ptur Mihal Dinoshim Fiatzeres, Shiny Hal Dilel Apesat Yala Nesbo, the Afhein Hoyubo Sones, Isare Dinoshim Chayos Bahal Yala Nes, Vimkain Hal Dinoshim She Ala Nes, Hal Nesbo, Kilamrina Be Erechin Daf Yud. Chanukah, Dilohochi, it doesn't have Moed, it doesn't have Carbon, it doesn't have Yismulacha, and yet, Ka'amah, we do say Hal, and the answer is Mishum Nisa. Nu is Havilon the Meimar, the Gam Noshim, Chayovos, Bahale. Now, I read that very quickly, but I think you followed it. I mean, I more or less said it out loud. This is just a Chazon. Vehanira Lomar Bozeh. Whoa. This is pretty heavy. We're going to try to answer not one, not two, but three kashas. That's a pretty heavy undertaking. Rabosai, I need either to take a break, or if somebody wants to volunteer, I must get some hot water to drink. Is that feasible?
Yeah.
Okay. So give me a minute. You want to do for me, Don? Thanks.
You just want hot water?
Yeah. You might have to pour off a drop, because it won't get hot unless you have, let's say, 2/3 of the cup of hot water. Tis kelev mitzvot. Thank you so much. See, if we only had one cup, then I would tell him to drink the cup, because we pass in the Rabbi Akiva, chayecha kod min l'chayecha verch. But Baruch Hashem, we have enough hot water to last for everybody, so we're in good shape. Thank you so much.
Is there another question you can add to the ones you had?
Oh man, I don't know. I'm gonna be pressed for time if I'm gonna be down in the dumps if we don't get an answer that'll answer all three questions. I hate coffee, but I need something wet in my mouth, so this is my chai reason.
There is tea.
Who has time for tea? Alright. Now, here's a chiddush. The Gemara says in Erechin that the Mechayev of Hallel on Chanukah is Mishum Nisa. Now, if we take this Gemara literally at first glance, prima facie, I guess you'd say, we're in trouble. Because what it means is that Chanukah doesn't belong to the 18 days if those 18 days of Hallel are one entity, Miksha Achas. Because really, the Gemara is saying that Chanukah is not a yontif, that could generate Hallel. It's only that we're commemorating the Nes and we're expressing thanksgiving for the Nes. Here's the Chiddush. The Nira Lomar. Again, you have to mamish hold on to your seats here. I don't know. Put up your dukes, because he's going to say something that's absolutely revolutionary. Hadi Amrina, what Gemara means in Erechin, Debachanika Mishum Nisa, Lonis Kavna Gemara Lomar Davi Halal Anes. The Gemara never meant to establish that Halal on Chanukah is a Halal like the Halal of Leil Pesach to commemorate Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim. To be MS, Hallel de Chanukah Havi Mitoras Yontif. Now, Rabosai, we've discussed on more than one occasion the following issue. Is Hallel a Yontif? I'm sorry. Is Chanukah a Yontif? For example, do you remember we had a discussion about Shechiyonu? And we were wondering, would a person recite Shechiyonu on Chanukah independent of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? For example, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that if you are the person who was honored and designated as the shliach to light the candles in the Beis HaKnesses and you will recite the brachos over that adlaka, and let's say we're talking about on the first night of Chanukah, so how many brachos are you going to recite in the Beis HaKnesses? Three, right? The last one of which is everybody Shechiyonu. When he gets home, he's going to recite Shechiyonu. Says Rav Moshe, why? He recited already Shechiyonu in the shul on the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Says Rav Moshe, there are two Shechiyonus over here. There are two Mechayvim. One is on the Zman itself, one is on the first occasion of Adlakas Neros. Have you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
So we see that the Shechiyonu on the Zman itself. So for example, if I don't have the ability to or access to a Ner Chanukah, then I would still recite Shechiyonu on the Zman itself. Some say that Haroas HaNer Chanukah will recite Shechiyonu on the Zman of Ner Chanukah. So we had a long discussion about this. I don't know if you recall, it was in that booklet that I gave you out. Remember, it had about 5 pages. If we assume that Chanukah generates a status of Yontif, meaning there's a Zman called Chanukah, then we go back to the Brice of my Chanukah on Daf Chaval from Beis and Shabbos, and we have a whole new pshat. The Gemara says, the Brice says, L'shon Acheres, Kavum Yomim Tovim Bahalel Uboda. Kavum Yomim Tovim. That means that they invested into Chanukah the status of a Zman, of a special day, of a Yontif. It's a Yontif. How does the Yontif of Chanukah express itself? In two ways. Number one, in Halil, and number two, in Odah. The Rambam has a third way. He calls it Simcha. That's a problematic Rambam. We don't know where he's coming from, but in the Brice as we have it, it's Halil and Odah. Is Memela, the Halil of Chanukah, is the Halil of Yontif. Because the Gemara says, Kavum v'asom yomim tovim v'halil. I, the Gemara in Erechin, uses the term Nes. The answer is Poshut. That because of Nes, they invested in Chanukah the status of a Yontif. In other words, Nes is the Yesod HaTakon, it's the reason for the Takon, but the Takon itself is the Takon is Yontif. And once Hallel is invested, it's upgraded to the status of a Yontif, then Mimela, you have to say Hallel. So the categorization of Chanukah in the Brice that we learned, that Rabbi Yochanan quotes that there are 18 days of Chanukah, it is a new kind of Hallel in a certain sense, but it's really the old Hallel. It's new in the sense that the Yontif of Chanukah is not vested with neither Karma nor Isur Malacha nor Moed, the status of a Moed. But on the other hand, it is a kind of a Moed. It's a kind of a Yontif. Midrabbanan. So like there are two categories of Yontif. There's Yontif Doraisa, which is a Moed that has Isur Malacha and has a separate unit Karma, and that generates Halel. And then there's a Moed Midrabbanan, that the Rabbanan, if they invest in the status of the day, the status of Yontif, that generates, like any other Moed, the status, the Chiyuv Halel, even though it doesn't have all the conditions that meet the requirement of Halel Midoraisa. If that be the case, then when the Gemara says in Erchin that just like in Chanukah we have to recite Hallel, so too we should recite Hallel on Purim, what the Gemara really is saying on a more profound level is that just like Chanukah was invested with the status of a Yontif based on Nes, so too Purim should be likewise invested in the status of Yontif to generate a Chiyuv Hallel. That has nothing to do whatsoever with Tosfos in Masechet Pesachim about Afhein Hayu Bosad Nes in Sukkah. I mean, of Afhein Hayu Bosad Nes. Tosfos in Leil HaPesach is not talking about the day as a Yontif. The day as a Yontif would never ever generate Hallel at night. Any day that generates Hallel, and there are 18 such days, as a Moed, as a Yontif, will only generate Hallel when? B'yom, and not B'layla. So what is the nature of Hallel B'layla Pesach? It must be pureness, meaning there's no other element in the status of the day. In fact, when does the status of the day generate Hallel? The next morning. But as far as the Hallel at night, on Leil Tesvav, That's already a different entity. So he quotes now a Gemara in Tainus with the Tosfos on Daf Chav Chesam in Beis that Chanukah dinu hu ligmar sahalel dechol shmonis yomim hayanes misgadel for yekol yom v'yom chada v'chada yontif ifnei atzma. Now it's just like we saw in Sukkos that every day of Sukkos generates a chiyuv of Hallel. It's because every day of Sukkot is invested with its own personality, its own unique Kedushas Hayom. So the Kedushas Hayom of one day of Sukkot is not identical with the Kedushas Hayom of the second day. Haraya, each day requires its own karbon. Whereas in the case of Pesach, it's one Kedushas Hayom that flows from the first day of Pesach to the next day, to the end of Pesach. So there's no Chiyuv Hallel. In the case of Chanukah, the Nes was different every single day. And therefore Tosef says, if the Nes is different every single day, then that's like Sukkos, where the carbon is different every single day. And that generates a new day, and a new status as Yontif. Which is fascinating, by the way. If you want to talk about a person who observed the Yontif of Chanukah, if I would ask you for your knee-jerk response, who is the person who has fulfilled the Yontif of Chanukah? How many days did he light Ner Chanukah? What would you have said if I woke you up in the middle of the night? Do you want such a, you know, want to orient it? What?
Eight.
It's like in Sfiris Omer, you know, he counted 48 out of 49 days. That won't cut the mustard. It's all or nothing. But now what we're saying is name. That the Yontif of Chanukah, which generates Hallel, is comprised of eight different Yomim Tovim. It's not one flow and continuous Yontif, but it's made up of eight discrete days. Each day is a separate, independent entity of Yontif, and the Nachkamina is going to be Hallel. If it was a complete entity of 8 days, it would be like Pesach. And just like in Pesach, we only recite Hallel on the first day. On Chanukah, we'd only recite Hallel on the first day. Well, your first opportunity if he wasn't around on the first day. But why do we engender a Chiyuv Hallel on every day of Chanukah? Because every day of Chanukah is Chad of a Chad of Yontif Bifnei Atzmo. It's a separate Yontif because the nest changed from day to day. Ulefi Zeh, Nireh. The afshikos batos the noshim chayovas bahal shall lel Pesach shall anes ba, and we're going to say that Pesach and Yitzis Mitzrayim is a halel which applies to women so far as afhein hoyu biosa anes, but shani halel to lel a Pesach tavi halal anes from A to Z from beginning to end it exhausts itself in halal anes ulakach noshim chayovas ba mashen kin hal de Chanukah ain't a halal anes. The Hallel is on the Yontif. Again, we just need the Nes in order to engender and invest the day with the status of Yontif. But at the end of the day, after the Nes, we establish that the day of Chanukah is the day of Yontif. And therefore, Kechol, Hayud Ches Yom, Shigomes, HaHallel, it's one entity. In all 20, how many do we have? 18 plus 3. Okay, in all 18 days, the Machayim is Yontif, including the 8 days of Chanukah. Ken kechol halel the Yontif noshim pturos. We never found that women are chayav in a halel of Yontif. So it's the day of Chanukah which engenders halel, and that's called the mitzvah seishas van groma classic. Women are exempt, and therefore the Rambam is right when he says that women are not obligated in halel during Chanukah. So Rabbo said the good news is that you don't have to go home today and tell your wives that they have to recite Hallel on every day of Chanukah. That could be for some women bad news, because the women want to get every opportunity they can. Right here, the women are already, I don't even want to say it, but the women are trying to jump on the bandwagon. Did I tell you the story about a woman who came to Rav Soloveitchik? She said she wanted to wear a talis? Did I tell you the story? Alright, after the shiur, remind me to tell you, it's a fascinating story. So Rabosai, out of the three questions that we asked, we can cross out one of them, Baruch Hashem. We made some progress. I don't know if we're on first base or second base, but we haven't turned third base yet. But as far as the question is, how could the Rambam exempt women from Chanukah, from Hallel on Chanukah? The answer is very fundamental, because the Hallel of Chanukah is based on Yontif. It's a classical Hallel, like all the other days. You know, the other 10 days of Hallel, and it's a mitzvah seishas man groma. When do we apply Afein Hoyu Bosa Nes? If the Hallel is essentially a Hallel of Nes, and that's the case of Leil Pesach.
What do you say about Purim? The Gemara compares Chanukah to Purim and says,
"Kriyasa zui mi hilul."
We say by women are chayavos because after him the hoyuvoso anes,
and therefore the chayav in mikra megillah, which is halal. So the halal of
Chanukah, you say the same thing. After him hoyuvoso anes.
No, again, what we're saying is the following: that the Afhein Hoyu Bosa Nes of Megillah is generated by one dimension of Megillah. Remember we said, that was on the bottom of the previous page, that Megillah is a two-dimensional mitzvah.
Right.
It has an element of Nes, which is called Pirsum HaNes, and then there's an element of Hallel, that's generated by the Yontif of Purim. So women, as far as Hallel of the Yontif of Purim, are exempt. They're Chayav in Mikra Megillah, not Betoris Yontif, Yeah. Not Betoris Yantiv, but Betoris Nets. So, for example, could a woman read the Megillah for a man on Purim? Does anybody remember the Shitas HaMahag?
No.
No. The Shitas HaMahag is that women cannot be Motzi men in Megillah. The reason is Poshet, because they don't have that Kiyum of Halel. They're lacking in one dimension of Kriyas HaMegillah. They have the Kriyas HaMegillah to be Mepharsim Nes, because Hafein Hoyibosan Nes. But insofar as the Yontif itself engenders a Kiyum of Halel, which is fulfilled through Kriyas HaMegillah, that's called a Mitzaseh Shazman Groma. They don't have that status of Yontif to generate a Kiyum of Halel.
But they do have Shmiah.
Shmiah for sure, because they have to be Mepharsim Nes through Shmiah, but they don't have this mitzvah of Kriyas Halel.
Have you ever heard of being Mepharsim Nes through Shmiah? I mean, you're
well, Shmiah means that you're Mepharsim Nes for yourself. Yeah, they themselves have to participate in Pirsum HaNes. V'hineh Aran v'arvei psochim mevi mashakosav Rav Hai Goen she'ei mevarch malhal b'leil ha-Pesach. Interesting. Now that we've established that Halal and Leil HaPesach is a separate entity, not to be equated with any of the other 18 days, and it doesn't even appear on the list because it's a whole different type of Halal, has nothing to do with the day, because the day would mean the day, literally, the following morning, but has to do simply with Nes. Says Rav Hai Goen, we're going to now omit the bracha on Halal and Leil HaPesach. Again, Rabbo said, don't get confused, there's another Hallel that we recite in the Beis HaKnesses. Not every community has that name. We're talking about the Hallel that's integrated into the secrets, into the Haggadah Shel Pesach at night. Right? Correct. So that's a different entity. You know, that has to be studied. But there's no bracha of Asher Kitshon Tzotzi Vodah Ligvar as a Hallel on Leil. On Leil HaSeder, in the framework of the Haggadah, and that's based on Rav Hai Goen. Says Rav Hai Goen, so what is the nature of the Chiyuv of Hallel on Leil HaPesach? And he says an unbelievable Chiddush, Rav Hai Goen. This goes back to the time of the Goen. He says, Einon Korin Osa B'Toras Kriya Ela B'Toras Shira. Brand new breakthrough. He says there are two categories of Hallel. This Hallel B'Toras Shira and this Hallel B'Toras Kriya. So in the case of Leil Pesach, the Hallel is B'Toras Shira and it's not a Hallel of Kriya. And on a Hallel B'Toras Shira, they never established the bracha. We're turning now to page Resh Pei if you want to follow the text. So this means that there's a unique halacha, a unique mechayev of Kriyas HaHallel on Leil HaPesach, B'Toras Shira. And we don't make a bracha on Shira. They never established a bracha on Shira. They only established a bracha on Kriya, which is the 18 days of Hallel. And that's a din of Kriya. That's not a din of Shira. Now he quotes the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says that there's an afkemina between Hallel on Leil HaPesach, between Hallel Shel Kriya and Hallel Shel Shira. And he says the following. We have a principle based on a sugya, a tosefta mesechta menachas, that with regard to Hallel, kriyas kol ha-Hallel mi'akiv, that we must have the entire Hallel. It's all or nothing. Says the Brisker Rav, that's a halach in Hallel of Kriya, formulated on 18 days on the Jewish calendar year. And there it's Gomer Behemes HaHallel. The mitzvah is Kriya Sahal, which means Kol HaHal, Mitzvah Sahal, Lav Shmei Kriya. Aval Bahal Shel Shira, Bazel Leka Din, Diniboy Kol HaHal Biyachad. And here's where the Brisker Rav justifies that we cut Hallel into pieces and we integrate them into the structure of Sipur Yitzisrayim of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. We never actually read Hallel from beginning to end, because that's a different kind of Hallel. This is the Hallel of Shira. The Hallel B'Leil HaPesach Shaini Mihal Shel Yudches Yomim, based on what Tosfos says in Sukkah, that the Hallel of Leil HaPesach Ala Nesba, and Hallel Ala Nes Yisodu B'Din Amira Shira, but not Amidas Kriya. which is a halal of kriya, which requires reading halal from beginning to the end. Dino who din kriya velo din amira shira. So again, we now have a few nafkaminis between the halal of shira and the halal of kriya. Number one, the halal of shira can be achieved at night. Number two, the halal of shira can include women, because it's not generated by the day and the status of the day as a yontif, so it's not zman grom, it's afein hoy bo sadness. Number three, the halal shel shira doesn't require that you recite the entire halal as one entity from beginning to the end. But flipping it over to the yud ches yomim, number one, there the yontif is going to be machayev halal in 18 days. Number two, women are going to be exempt. Number three, we're going to have to require that you read the entire halal as one indivisible body from beginning to the end. And now we can come to understand the Gemara in Erechin. And the Gemara in Erechin and the Gemara in Megillah are coming from two different vantage points, and they're actually asking two different questions. The Gemara in Erechin is asking that just like on Chanukah, we've upgraded Chanukah to a day of Yontif because of the Nes, and that engenders a mitzvah of Hallel. Is therefore, since Chanukah has 8 days which are included in the 18 days of Gomer Ben Sahal, of Kriya Sahal, so too Purim, because of its Nes, should be upgraded and vested with the status of a Yontif, and we now should have a 19th day, or maybe even 20 days of Hallel, depending upon whether you're a Prazi or a Muk of Choma. Is Havilil maybe to have a Yontif, Havi Bechal Ayomim should Gomer Ben Sahal? That's not the subject of the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah was asking about Shira, not Halal Shel Kriya. And therefore, the Gemara presented a Kal Vachomer. If on the seventh day of Pesach, we are required to recite Shira, and again, we're going to fulfill that requirement through the custom of Kriyas HaTorah, we're going to read the Shira. Is miata. Now we understand what Rashi says, that when it says shira, Rashi identifies that with Shira Layam, which was recited on the last day of Pesach. So the Turi Evan said, wait a minute, on the seventh of Pesach there is no Hallel. The answer is that's as far as Hallel Shel Kriya is concerned. But what about the Hallel of Shira? Is now the Gemara thinks that based on this Shira Kalvachomer, if you have a Kalvachomer that we recited here, Shira Mi'avdus L'cheres, how much more so should we recite Shira Mi Miso L'chaim? Is Af Shvi Shal Pesach Af Al Gav D'lo Havi B'chlal Yud Ches Yomim Shigom Ben Sahal D'lo Havi Yontu B'fnei Atzmo L'amiris Halel Mishum Losu D'yontu Mikom Kom Shvi Shal Pesach Ikachi Yiv Shira Al Anes Kimo B'lel Pesach. Now you might ask me the following question. Bishlema, one second, before I forget, Bishlema, I understand why B'nai Yisrael recited Shira when they saw Kriyas Yamsu. But why am I reciting Shira? I didn't experience the miracle. And what's the answer to that question?
You did.
Lira says Atzmo, Kilu Hu Atzmo Yotz Mitzrayim. So my chiv is as if I went out of Mitzrayim. Let me just finish one thing. And that's the din of Hal Shel Shira. Is therefore, the Hal Shel Shira is not going to be incorporated in the Yud Ches Yomim of Kriya because of the radical differences and the Nafkaminas. The Gamlo Ton Bracha, when we recite Shira on the eighth, on the seventh day of Pesach, to commemorate the Yitzias Mitzrayim of Kriyas Yamsuv, that requires Shira, that we experience the Nes, we're not going to recite a bracha on that Shira. And the reason for that is because Halal Shel Shira never requires a bracha. Like a Leil Pesach, the Halal Shel Shira doesn't require a bracha. Shapir Parachah Gemara Sigmar Megillah asks, is that be the case? Then Purim Nami Neima, why don't we recite Halal Shel Shira on Purim? In other words, if we're not obligated in Halal Shel Kriya, right, based on the Gemara in Megillah, because Halal Shel Kriya was never a topic, a subject on the agenda. That was the agenda of the sugya in Erechin, that maybe from Halal Shel Kriya of Chanukah, based on the Yontif, we should also say that Purim is the Yontif. That's not the agenda in the sugya Megillah. The Gemara wants to know, what about Shira? We don't find any Shira on Purim. Is Shapir Parach HaGemara Degam Purim Neima, we should recite a Halal Shel Shira. I'll call upon him. Maybe we should recite part of Halil, if not the whole Halil. We won't require a bracha, and the women are going to be included. And if you don't have all of the Halil, at least you have a Halil Shel Shira. Abby?
Is he saying the Shira is the Halil on the Yom Shvi'i Shel Pesach, or that we say Chatzi Halil?
Well, wait a minute. I don't know exactly how this minhag evolved. We have a minhag of reciting half Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach. So we could say one of two things. One way to say it is that the evolution of this minhag is because of Hallel Shel Shira, but Hallel Shel Shira is always going to be a cut down Hallel without a bracha, and that's what we're going to do on Shvi Shel Pesach. I'm afraid to go down that route, although it is very possible, because keep in mind we recite that same identical Hallel for 6 days, I should say 5 days, right? 5 days before we get to Shvi Shel Pesach. So it's a little bit choppy over here. You're going to tell me that because of Kriyas Yamsuf, we're going to fulfill Shira Hallel Shel Shira by reciting a half Hallel. How does that jive or justify the Hallel of the first 5 days of Chol HaMoed, which are identical to the Hallel of the seventh day, and yet there's no nest that would require Shira? It's a little bit choppy. I'd rather say that maybe the Hallel Shel Shira is recited, is fulfilled through the custom
of reading the Shira.
Of what?
Reading the Shira.
Of reading the Shira. The only thing that bothers me about that is you have to assume we're all listening to the Shira, and we're all fulfilling the Shira. Oh, wait a second. You know what? Interesting. There's a minhag. Have you ever seen this minhag? The Dutch, I daven in the Dutch in Harnov, they have this minhag. When they get to Shira Sayam in Psuke de Zimra.
Yeah, we do it.
You do it also?
Yeah.
Who's we? I'm just curious. Are you talking about Ashkenazim? Classical Ashkenazim?
Classical Ashkenazim.
Okay. I only saw it in the Dutch, and I didn't see it elsewhere. I tried to institute it here in the ELC. I haven't yet totally succeeded. But what happens is the following. When we get up to Az Yashir, in Psuke de Zimra, every day you can blink, and you know by the time you finish blinking, they're up to your stomach. But on what you call on the 7th of Pesach, what this minhag does is they read responsibly pasuk by pasuk the Shira Sayam, and I'm just wondering, maybe that's the kiyum of Shira. I don't know. I don't know if Chayiv on the Liris Asatzmo should apply. But in any event, the Gemara thinks that at least there should be some kiyum of Mitzas Halil b'Torah Shira on Purim. And the Gemara is going to say the Kriyasa Zui Hilula, which is really cool. I like this a lot. I'll tell you why. Because who are you fooling here when you say Kriyasa Zui Hilula? We should have a bracha, Asher Kinshanu Mitzosu V'Tzivan, or Likro Sahalo, or Ligmar Sahalo on Kriyas HaMegillah.
Exactly.
I never saw such a...
So why don't we?
The answer is because it's not a howl of Kriya, it's a howl of Shira. But that's okay if you go with the Gemara in Megillah. Then if you go with the Gemara in Erechin, the Gemara equates Purim with Chanukah, and Chanukah has been upgraded to the level of a Yontiv, and a Yontiv is Mechai. So I understand very well why women are not obligated in Hallel on Chanukah. I understand very well why women are not obligated in Chanukah in Hallel on Purim. So if a woman doesn't have an opportunity to hear the Megillah, she would not recite Hallel, like the Miri says that we do. That's only for the men folk. But what I don't understand is, why don't we recite Hallel on Purim, or if Kriyas is Uilula, with a brach of Ligmar Benesah Hallel? So we have to go a step further and say what?
Because you have the brach of Mikra Megillah.
That the brach of Mikra Megillah. Right. That the Gemara is assuming that somehow. Wait, you're a step ahead of me. Hold on, Abby. Let me just digest what you said at the beginning. He's very sharp. He's very sharp. Okay. Yeah, how long are you staying? Another couple of weeks?
Another 3 weeks.
Okay. I could survive 3 weeks. He's absolutely brilliant. Okay. So this is what Avi is saying, that the bracha of Mikra Megillah is going to somehow substitute for Hallel. Why? Because the Mikra Megillah itself is a kiyum of Hallel. But why not obligate the women? You know, if you go with the Bahag, that the Bahag is saying that women can't be motzi men in Kriyas HaMegillah because they don't share the element of Hallel, we're in deep trouble. Why? Because what about the Hallel of Shira? Ah, Hallel of Shira doesn't require a bracha, so it's a different kiyum. Yeah, okay. Now, what were you about to say? Because I couldn't have all of it in one shot.
If you were going to say you made a bracha of Ligmoras Hallel on Purim, then the Gemara wouldn't say the Biyud Ches Yamim, but the Gemara would say the Biyud Tes Yamim.
So again if you're in Masechta Megillah, you're 100% right.
Right.
The Gemara Masechta Megillah says that Hallel on Purim is B'Torah Shira. which has new dinim, and it's not equated, it's not identical with Halal Shel Kriya, and therefore it's not listed in the 18 days. Now let's shift to the Gemara in Erech. Gemara in Erech says that on Chanukah, which is one of the 18 days, eight of the 18 days, the Halal is a Halal of Yontif, of Kriya.
It has its own bracha, because otherwise the Gemara in Erech wouldn't say there'd be Yud Ches, Yamim, Shomim, Brahma.
No, so that's what I'm asking. If the Gemara's answer in Erech is that Kriyasa Zui Hilula,
it understands that the bracha is different.
Yeah. Right.
Because it's still differentiating Halal from Megillah. Because otherwise, right, it wouldn't say Yeshud Ches Yamim. It would.
Right, but no, I was going to ask you. You're already answering the question. I was going to ask you why isn't the price of Rabbi Yotzadok here in Erchin, whatever, I forgot his name for a second, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yochanan, why doesn't he list Purim? Because Chanukah is listed, the Gemara says that Purim should be listed. So the answer is Kriyasa Zui Hilula. So what does that mean, Kriyasa Hilula? It means
not,
that...
It's not really Halal.
Okay, yeah. You're comfortable with that. I don't like to use the word really. You know, either it is or it isn't. So I'm trying to, you know what I mean? You're coming up with a compromise. I'm not ready for a compromise. Right now, I'm going with Midas Adin. You know, it's either black or white. There's no room for gray. So if the Maskan of the Gemara in Erchin is that Purim is invested with the status of a Yontif no less than Chanukah, which means that would generate a Chiv Kriya, so what does it mean, Kriyasa Zui Hilula? I mean, that's an Akiyam of Kriya. Let's just see for one second. I know the bell's going to ring soon. Let's see in the next paragraph. Maybe he'll address this question. He says, Ulefi Amavuar, Da sugya bi erchin u megila bi shtei sugyas nifrada, da sugya bi erchin maksha di ischayv lomar hal shal kriya, kechol ayud ches yomim, including Chanukah, ba sugya di megila parach di havi shira, is yeshlom di bemes ha ramam va meiri lo pligi klal. Oh, we said that the chidah holds that according to Ramam, there is never ever a kriya sahalo on Purim, da ramam kosem di bepurim lo tiknu halil, the Kriyasa Zui Hilula Iri, the Rambam is talking about a case of Halal Shel Kriya. The Zoya Sugya Bi Erchin, that what? That they, because they had the option of Mikra Megillah, so they were malbish the Kiyum of Halal onto, hidden below the surface of Mikra Megillah, and therefore they never established Halal of Kriya on Purim, and that's why the Rambam says Lo Tiknu Halal Klal. Right? The Kriyasa Zui Lula, Ayri Bahal Shal Kriya, the Zewa Sugibir, Kosh Kosva Ram Shmonas Yomim, Bishana Mitzvah Ligmar Sasale, Velo Tiknu Halbipur. Okay, so Kriyasa Zui Hilula means Lo Tiknu Halil Shal Kriya. And again, that all ties into what we said, that it's a different kind of Kriya Sahalel, and it's so different that it doesn't belong to the 18 days. There's no official bracha on Ligmar Sahalel. Haram Ayir B'Yuches Yomim. Well, in Hal Shel Kriya, Lo Tiknu Hal B'Purim. Fine. Masha'en Kena Me'iri. Okay, this is going to be tough. How's he going to solve this problem? Hame'iri Ayir B'Sugya De Megillah. And the Gemara in Megillah says that there's a Kal V'Chomer from Shira Layam is Myri Bahal Shel Shira Ubazeh Shapir Kosav HaMe'iri Dim Ein Lo Megillah Chayv Likos Hal Bidin Halal Al Hanes.
That's the point.
I guess he's talking about Shira. I don't know.
Right. And then Meiri said you do it without a bracha.
Without a bracha.
That's the problem.
Maybe you could read Ephal. I don't know.
That's hard to.
The Yeshlomer, the Gama Rama Modimus. Rama is not even addressing the issue of Hal B'Halil. He's talking about the 18 days and Ligmar Sahal. It's not Gemina, but Zed, the Malkum Shaylo Megillah, ain't Tzach Likros is Kol HaHalil. We'll let him get away with an abridged version, you know, have a conservative, what do you call it, a conservative prayer book for Megillah, for those who, a condensed version, and for those who don't have a Megillah, they'll read a condensed version of Halil. Vegam Eino Mishira, wait one second, where am I? Oh, I'm sorry, I'll read it to you out loud. I didn't photocopy, sorry. The Enotan Bracha. Okay, then, so the Miri is not requiring a Bracha. Okay, but then Karna Sabataras Kriya Labataras Shira. So it's going to be less than a full Halel, and it's going to be without a Bracha. And now women, and now what about the women? Women should be obligated. Because if the Hal shall shear, so when the Rambam says that a woman can't be motzi man and Hal, he's talking about Hal shall kriya. And Hal shall kriya is a mitzaseh shazman grama. And therefore women on Chanukah cannot be motzi man.
But the Bahag is
it. Wait a minute, before you get to Bahag, hold on a second. But if you go to Meiri, with regard to Megillah, so even though women do not share the chiyuv of Hallel of Kriya with men, so to the extent that Megillah is a substitute for that chiyuv of Kriya, women are not in the ballpark, and that's the Bahag. However, if we talk about the Gemara Megillah as establishing that because of the Kavachomer, we need Halel Shashira on Purim.
So that the Chayav also.
And if there's no Megillah, the Mirror says that there is a Chiv of Halel Shashira without a Bracha, half Halel, whatever it might be, is that women should share that Chiv. That has nothing to do with the Rambam. The Rambam, when he says women can't be Motzi a man, he's talking about Halel Shalkriya.
But the stam of the Meiri is not Chatzi Halel without a Bracha.
Okay, I don't know, I don't have the Meiri in front of me, so we'll have to see how we fit it into the language of the Meiri. You're right, but at least conceptually I begin to understand he's trying to make peace between the Rambam and the Meiri. He says, V'yisoda dovel chalik bein hanach trey dini shal pala bepurim yeishlam da'al shal kriya mitzvasa amiras kola halel. Okay, fine. V'yesh nusach that they established for kriya. He says, "Hare leka b'kriya samegila halel shall kriya," in the classical sense of a set ordered tefillah with special chapters and sequence of chapters in Psalms. The aimless and mitmadbea shall halel. So therefore, he says that kriyasa zui hilula means what? Just 1 second again. If we're equating halel on Chanukah with halel on Purim, is kriyasa zui hilula, is then lo tiknu klal bepurim, they didn't establish on Purim a specific reading of Hallel, meaning that kriya that was organized with a complete entity called Hallel. Okay, with al kol panim yesh inyanu shel Hallel b'megillah, since there is some sort of mentioning Hallel in Megillah, that was enough to replace, if you will, I don't know, he doesn't use that, but to replace the formal Hallel of Kriya. Oh, Masha Ein came Bahal Shal Shira Shal Tzarech Lomers Kul of Ein Kan Nusach. There's no specific Nusach of Hallel that would be Ma'akev in the Hallel of Shira. Shapi Yishlom the Tiknu Hallel Shal Shira B'Purim. Rak the Kriya Samagila Mekayim Takana Shira Shal Alanes. Al Kain Asi Shap the Hallel Shal Kriya. Shalo tiknu halel shall kriya bepurim afkisha ain lo megillah. Again, lo tiknu halel shall kriya afkisha ain lo megillah. Why? Because they never established that formal structure of the maisa halel, the kriya sa halel, and they were satisfied with the enactment of kriya sa megillah because kriya sa megillah also has elements of halel to it. So what are we left with? We're left with the Gemara in Megillah that there is nevertheless a chiyuv of Shira. Enochinami al kein osi shapta hal shel kriya lo tiknu b'kriyas Purim. The lachen afal gab de ein lo Megillah lo tzarech likros hal masha ein kein b'hal shel Shira tiknu hal shel Shira b'Purim. The yotzi yidei chovasa b'kriyas haMegillah kishe ein lo Megillah lotzeis yidei chovasa chayv lo mer hal shel Shira b'li bracha. That's pretty wild. That's a revolutionary conclusion. Can somebody do me a favor? Just open up the door because I don't want to miss. I don't want to miss the beginning of Mincha.
They're dancing around the subject, right?
He
fact is, Pasha says, if there's Gafim Hanimbos or Nais, Nais demands there's Hallel Yuraisa.
What, the Chiyuv Shira? Okay, the Chiyuv Shira, you're saying, is Doraisa?
No, I'm saying,
is that what saying?
Whatever you want to call it, that, but Nais demands Shira. The Nais, demands a halal d'oraisa.
I would say maybe a shira d'oraisa. I don't know about halal, because again, we're assuming that halal is the rabbanah, but shira might be d'oraisa. That's another nafkamina between halal and the Torah's kriya.
It's almost like saying making rabbila is d'oraisa. You can't say that.
No, you can't. No, but the thing,
well, I could always say that the chiyum is the rabbanah, but the kiyum is d'oraisa, and that's a kiyum of what?
The fact is,
of shira. Halanes, because again, if it's derived from a kavachomer. And I take Kal v'chomer literally here, because Mimisa L'chaim Lo Kolshkein, then it might generate a Kiyum Doraisa. I don't know about a Chiyum Doraisa, I don't know. But if Halal in general is Drabbanon, that's only the Torah's Kriya. That was an established Takana. Yeah, we saw it over and over again.
That's a different thing. That's a Takana because of the Yom Tov.
But correct. That takana because of yontif, I would assume, is the rabbanon.
Yeah,
this
but raisa, if there's
you know, we would not count an entire
mitzvah. It's not a yontif, right?
Right. No. But shira might have, although it's a chiv the rabbanon, it might be a kiyum do rice. So that's quite.
There is such halacha that, you know, yeah. There's an ace, there's an ace.
Let's take a minute to prepare ourselves for minute. Okay, I know about you, but.